Self-publishing authors undertake all the activities surrounding the publishing. However, to be referred as self-published, the author does not necessarily have to do all the work by themselves. The author can decide to outsource some of the activities to companies or freelancers. Chapter 1. How to Self-Publish. Do you have a great book idea but you do not know where to start? Or perhaps you have begun writing and you would like to self-publish it and you have no clue. Well, this book will give you a thorough understanding of all the processes involved in materializing your book, from writing to publishing and marketing it. Before you even finish your rough draft, you need to research extensively on your target market. Establish the genre of your book, whether nonfiction or fiction. Learn the market for that particular genre and your subgenre, self-help, mystery, fantasy, and sci-fi. Familiarize yourself with the current trends in that subgenre so that you do not flood a saturated market. Look for what is missing and fill the gap. Take a look at existing books that are similar to yours and try to make yours a bit different. Before you consider anything else, you need to complete a rough draft of your book. You will need to put in hard work and discipline. It is advisable to set a schedule from the beginning and stick to it. Be patient, as this process may take months or even years. Try to look for advice from experienced authors, even if it is online. In the end, the script may not be perfect, but you will know what to do next. Finding an editor is important if you want to create a great book. A professional editor will correct any mistakes in grammar or plot holes. Use the criticism to make your book even better. You can get an experienced content and copy editor on most of the reputable freelancing sites online. This is where you utilize all the correction and criticism you got from fast checkers, readers, and your editor. Aim at creating a perfect final draft. You cannot do everything alone. You may be a great author, but you are not a good editor or designer. Create a team of professionals to help you come up with an excellent book. When you have reviews, the chances of your book selling are higher than when you do not. Find reviewers in the genre you are writing about. Usually, the reviews will appear on the back cover of your book and maybe on retailers' websites. For a reader to pick your book from the shelf, the cover has to be compelling. Find an expert designer to create a cover for you. A great cover should convey the content of the book and convince the reader to pick it. 8. Retail. This involves publishing the final copy to start selling. You can choose between self-publishing and a traditional publisher. If you opt to self-publish, do not overlook design and distribution. Give these two aspects enough consideration. 9. Promotion, marketing, and distribution. Having your book in the market is one thing. Ensuring that it sells is another. One secret to selling your book is to have it ordered by a leading distributor like Amazon. You can hire a professional marketer to market your book and also promote you as an author. 10. Keep going. The whole process of writing and publishing a book may be cumbersome, but never give up. Keep going. Having your book out in the market and selling is not easy, but it is doable. Be determined and go through the above steps thoroughly. Do everything right and enjoy the process. The next bestseller might be yours. Chapter 2. Guest blogging to promote your book. Guest blogging is huge right now, and not only can it be a great way of promoting your book, but a free way too. Here's 6 advantages that guest blogging can have for authors. 1. Amplify your reputation in your field. When your prospective audience sees your name on popular sites, it shows you're experienced in your niche, as well as giving you a chance to showcase your talents.